This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont, North Carolina.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. Since the time of the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, as we heard in the first reading, the song of the lives of human people had gotten out of tune, lacking the harmony of communion with God, marred by sin. To come to our aid, then, as the composer and creator of the human family and its song, God the Father wanted to do something new for us, to restore to harmony the songs of people. God did indeed do something new, something totally unique, yet prophesied and longed for, to accomplish this restoration. He did this by sending his Son to take away our sins, to become human, to be born, to suffer, die, and rise again. And in order, of course, for the Savior to be born on earth, he needed a mother. The mother of God's Son, Mary, was saved by her Son's death and resurrection by a special grace even before those events happened in time, to permit the miraculous, immaculate conception which we celebrate today. And so Mary was able to sing a new song to the Lord because of the marvelous deed he had done for her, preserving her from original sin. Mary's new song, the song of her life, magnified the Lord better than any other person's, initially because of the gift of sinlessness that she received. But we know that Mary said yes to that gift. "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word," she told the angel. The new song of Mary's life was harmonious, especially because of the continual choice she made to cooperate with God and his plan for the world, in which she played a crucial role. Our own lives' songs will magnify the Lord to the degree that we imitate her choice to follow God's will above our own. When we choose to do this, to do good works, to obey what the Lord wants for our lives, our melody swells and soars in praise of our God. When we choose to disobey, when we choose to sin, the song loses its newness and becomes discordant. And yet every time we ask God for his forgiveness, especially in the sacrament of reconciliation, we sing to him too, once again, a new song, because he works wonders for us too when he forgives our sins. He restores harmony back to our lives when we turn back to him with all our hearts and we're able to fully praise him by choosing every day to follow his will. With Mary as our model when this new song is in our hearts. But besides the example that Our Lady gives us by her continual decision to choose God's will over her own, we know that Mary still has an active role in the life of the Church and in our lives too. Mary's new song didn't end when her earthly existence reached its conclusion. In heaven now, Mary is our most powerful intercessor, who never ceases to pray to her Son for us who are her children too, through the gift of her Son, Jesus. We should be confident in trusting ourselves to her prayers. With the help of those prayers and the grace of God, may our own efforts to sing our new songs of holy lives be blessed and brought to fulfillment so that we can rejoice forever in heaven with God, with Mary, and with all the blessed.
You've been listening to the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont on Carolina Catholic Radio 1270 AM Charlotte, also streaming online at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.